Good afternoon at 12 noon. It's 73 degrees, Rusty.
Expecting a high of 74. Breezy winds through the rest of your Tuesday, but mostly sunny skies.
Lots of interest around Sheboygan County in the primary election coming up in August. We'll have lots of names. If you miss some, they're up on our website, WHBL.com. Just click on the story. It'll be a busy primary election. But yesterday was the deadline for filing nomination papers, and there'll be a four-way race for the Republican nomination for the 6th Congressional District seat being vacated by Tom Petri. Sheboygan County's two state senators, July Palm and Glenn Grothman, are in that race, along with two other Republicans. Winnebago County Executive Mark Harris and Gary Wetzel of Ripon filed papers on the Democratic side. Meanwhile, in the 9th District State Senate race, Republican Devin Lemieux will battle Democrat Martha Lanning of Plymouth in the race for Joe Lipom's State Senate seat. No primary there. That'll be decided in November. Now, there'll also be Republican primaries in each of Sheboygan County's three assembly districts.
And we start with the 26th, where Mike Ensley is stepping down for the Republican nominee. Terry Katzma of Utsburg and John Hosai of Sheboygan are seeking that nomination. The winner of that August primary will face Terry Van Akron in November. Van Akron, of course, held the seat. He's the only Democrat on the ballot. In the 27th Assembly District, where Steve Castell is not running for re-election, three Republicans will be on the primary ballot. They are Sheboygan Alderman Daryl Carlson and Jackie Jarvis and Tyler Vorpagel, both of Plymouth. Scott Heining of Plymouth is the only Democrat in the race, so Republican-Democrat in November. In the 59th District, where Dan Lemieux is stepping down, five Republicans have filed papers. No Democrats. Those Republicans are Jesse Kremer of Kewaskum, Bill Savage of Hartford, Ralph Prescott of Chilton, Tim Ratham of Campbellsport, and Mark Brunner of Kewaskum.
Also, Sheriff Todd Preby will be running unopposed in the November election. Two 12-year-old Waukesha girls are in jail and under $500,000 bonds after they were charged as adults yesterday in the shocking stabbing of a 12-year-old classmate. We get more from Dan O'Donnell.
The three girls were all friends, but Waukesha Police Chief Russell Jack says,
based on our investigation, it is believed that the suspects had planned to kill the victim for several months.
On Friday night, they invited her to a sleepover, then Saturday morning lured her to a wooded area where one of the two suspects held her down and the other stabbed her 19 times.
Many of the stab wounds struck major organs, but incredibly and thankfully, the victim survived this brutal assault.
She remains in the hospital in stable condition. In Milwaukee, Dan O'Donnell.
There will soon be a brand new apartment building on South 8th Street in downtown Sheboygan. The city council last night agreed to sell the land that formerly housed a convent and a tripar station to a developer for $10. The city had recently paid $105,000 for the land, and that brought charges of a sweetheart deal. But Alderperson Mary Lynn Donahue said that's what it takes to get needed development in the downtown.
I really dispute the characterization of this as a sweetheart deal. It makes it sound like something is not right.
Smet Investments plans to spend a minimum of $2.5 million on the project. Construction would begin in October and take about a year to complete.
Council last night also approved a zone change, which would allow for construction of a brand new CVS pharmacy at North 14th and Erie Avenue, right across from Walgreens. Attorney Richard Donner appeared before the council.
The proposal is to build a roughly 13,000 square foot neighborhood pharmacy that would operate similar to the Walgreens across the street for 24 hours and have a drive-through.
The site plan for the project still needs the approval of the Plan Commission, which will take it up when it meets next week.
A Caledonia woman is facing 85 misdemeanor counts of intentionally mistreating animals and one charge of operating a shelter without a license after prosecutors say she kept dozens of dogs and cats in deplorable conditions. Deborah Gray is free on a $5,000 signature bond. Racine County District Attorney Rich Schapetti said the complaint against her could have contained even more charges.
When we're dealing with the amount of animals we had, we couldn't just pick and choose a number. We had a charge the appropriate number of counts, which would include the number of animals that were taken into custody.
Many of the animals had health issues as a result of conditions at the no-kill shelter Gray operated.
Well, Ford Motor Company posting its best May retail sales in a decade. Overall, U.S. sales were up for the automaker by 3% over the same month last year, with retail sales increasing by 6%. As for GM, total U.S. sales for General Motors in May increased by 13% over a year ago, with retail sales going up by 10%.
Former Miami Dolphins quarterback Dan Marino is among 15 players filing a federal lawsuit against the NFL. The suit claims the league concealed the risk of concussions, among other allegations. The Los Angeles Times reports that the suit has been filed in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. Marino spent over a decade as an analyst with CBS after retiring from the NFL.
And Wisconsin's DNR has already met with officials in neighboring states on just how they can work together to meet the federal government's new order to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. EPA said yesterday Wisconsin would have to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions by 34% by 2030. Wisconsin Public Service Utility says it's too early to say what this all means, since nothing's required before at least 2017. Wisconsin does lack wind assets to help out, but former DNR Secretary Matt Frank tells the Journal Sentinel the state has other ways that it can cut its emissions. That forecast, Rusty?
Mostly sunny, breezy, but those winds will die down through the day, high near 74. Increasing clouds tonight, low near 54, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, only 64 for a high.
Oh, it is quite breezy today. Temperature at 73 degrees right now. As we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time, now at 12:06.